So we see the conclusion of the story of Gideon, at least this great battle. And it once again demonstrates God's propensity to confound our conventional wisdom and do something absolutely opposite. And yet, that it would come out brilliantly. It also shows God's power to do whatever he wants to do. And it also shows God's bent away from the grandiose and flamboyant and more toward the simple and sturdy. Gideon, if you'll remember, comes from one of the smallest families in the smallest tribe, and he's the last guy on the totem pole, so he's sort of one of the last guys in line for any position of leadership, and yet he's the one tapped. God speaks to him, gives him instructions. They go through a series of events to get to know each other. Gideon is uncertain and asks the Lord for some signs, which the Lord graciously gives him. And so once Gideon is assured that he is the leader, and he gets over that hurdle, that he, being the lowest guy of the low, is actually to lead God's people in battle. Once he gets through that and summons people to his side and they come and follow him and they prepare for battle, Gideon's got 30,000 people against, well, according to the Bible, the camels were like the sand. And later on, as we read in the battle, 150,000 people were killed and then another 10,000 were still running. So let's say there were a couple hundred thousand people up against 30,000. They were vastly outnumbered. But God makes the stakes even greater, significantly greater, by winnowing down the army to 300 men. 300 men against nearly 200,000 men. An impossibility. An utter impossibility by natural standards. Fruitless to even try. Clearly, absolute suicide. But they obey God. Gideon goes down into the camp, and for some reason, this guy has a dream. And even though they should be bold and very confident, because they far outnumber the Israelites, they're dreaming of defeat, which gives Gideon's heart hope in God. Sure enough, they follow God's orders. Blow the trumpets, throw down the pots, and the armies run out of their night sleep and begin to annihilate one another. We look at these things and we can distance ourselves from them. We can withdraw and go, that's an amazing story of heroism. And how against all odds, God shows up in their lives and yet once again saves his people. But that's just a great story. That's not how things are now. But the Bible isn't this book of exceptions, as John Eldridge said in his teaching, The Hope of Prayer, that we listened to not too long ago. It's a book of examples. Now, very few of us face those kinds of odds, but we may face great odds for us. We may be facing things that we have no idea how we will possibly overcome. Maybe it's the loss of a job or the foreclosure of a home or any number of personal struggles or relational issues that just maybe your marriage is in shambles and there seems to be really no feasible way. The thing is, God is not intimidated by impossible odds. He somehow seems to prefer them, because through them, when he shows up, it can be nothing else. And he says that to Gideon. I'm going to toss away most of these guys and send you in with fewer, so that there's not one person here who can say, I am my own savior. I accomplished this by my own hand. Certainly 300 against a couple hundred thousand men. It's impossible, and those 300 would have no way to say, yeah, it was all me, man. I was there. I showed up. I was crazy that day. I was so on. Because that's just not how it happened. The 300 men probably saw very little actual hand-to-hand combat. They just showed up and obeyed God. And the army set against them imploded before their eyes. And the hand-to-hand combat that they actually saw was in pursuit of a fleeing enemy. I like that. I like the pursuit of a fleeing enemy. I like knowing that we can be in the bubble of God's will and obey Him and stand up with all confidence against any obstacle that would stand in the face of God's will in our lives. And know that our part is to obey and God's part is to show up. When God shows up, we're talking about God here. When God shows up, there is nothing that can stand before Him and stand. Everything will fall. And there it is. And we go in hot pursuit of our enemy, striking it down, taking the land back, and destroying their abilities to reattack us. I like that. I like this story because it's not an exception. It's an example.